All right. Good morning.
Sam, you gotta make sure you're looking this way so he can read your lips.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Good job, boss. Pick up.
Oh, let him go. It's his first day.
All right.
Sorry.
So, good morning. We are going to be in 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. And it says, "Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves the child born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and follow his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For whoever has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is a victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is the one who overcomes the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not with the water only, but with the water and the blood. It is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and the three are in agreement. If we receive the testimony of people, the testimony of God is greater. For the testimony of God is this, that he has testified concerning his Son. The one who believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself, and the one who does not believe has made him a liar, because he has not believed the testimony that God has given concerning his Son. And the testimony is this, God has given us eternal life, and the life is in his Son. The one who has the Son has life, but the one who does not have the Son of God does not have life." Now, this starts off saying, whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And this really emphasizes that we must believe that Jesus is his Son several times throughout the passage. And this is also talked about in John 3. Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes will have eternal life in him. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish and will have eternal life. The word for that is used for believe here is also the word that we get faith or assurance from. Because God wants us to have assurance that we are saved and that we will go with him. And he says that we are his children, and his children love his commandments, and his commandments are not burdens. And Matthew says this, which can be tied in very closely to this. "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is comfortable and my burden is light." So, if we are his children, we will find that it is not hard to follow God's commandments because they are not burdensome. J. Vernon McGee, God does not want us to feel like his commandments are a strain to follow. They are not supposed to be burdens for us. we can follow them joyfully with God's help. J. Vernon McGee, in his book Through the Bible, talks on this, and he says, following God's commands is like the story of a little girl carrying a big baby. A concerned woman asks, little girl, is that baby too heavy for you? But she says, no, but it is my brother. Because if you are a child of God, you will want to follow his commandments, and they will be easy for you to follow. For God has overcome the world. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. In the world ye shall all have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. So, if we have faith in Jesus, who has overcome the world, we will also be able to overcome the world. And his commandments will not be burdensome. And we will have victory over the world. The victory that overcomes the world is now identified with our faith. It is best to interpret this statement as referring to a past event. John is emphasizing that the victory he refers to has already been won. By faith, we now have access to what was once accomplished by and through the appearance of Jesus on earth. So we can have victory over the world because Jesus had victory over the world, and we are one with him. In Paul's letter to the Romans, he says about this, therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey in its lusts. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and to your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. So, if we are not under the law, which happens through Christ, then that means that it will be easy to follow God, because nobody in all reality can follow all 613 commandments in the Bible. But Jesus, he fulfilled the law. So that means that we are now under Jesus' law, which is not burdensome. And we do not need to fear, because God has the victory in the end.
Amen, Sam.
Because it says, Jesus did not baptize just of water, as John did, but he baptized of the water and the blood. At the time, Jerusalem was going out to him, John the Baptist, and they were being baptized by him in the Jordan River. And they confessed their sins, and John the Baptist says, as for me, I baptize you with the water of repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, and I am not fit to untie his sandals, and he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Then Jesus arrived from Galilee at the Jordan, coming to John to be baptized by him. So this is emphasizing that Jesus is more than just water, but he is of the water and the blood. So we see that Jesus is emphasizing that he is more than just a good prophet, but he is, but he baptizes and he brings the Holy Spirit, which no human can do. We have to realize that there may be someone here on earth that can make an impact, but Jesus impacts our lives more than anyone. This is what John the Baptist is saying. And Jesus baptizes with Spirit and fire. And the Spirit testifies because the Spirit is truth. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth. For He will not speak on His own, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will disclose to you what is about to come. So, if we have the Holy Spirit, we will be able to know what is about to come. For He is truth. The only way to know God is through the Spirit of truth. For He is the only one that can give the world what it needs. And that is truth. For we must accept God's testimony over man's. And here's a great example of this. Peter and the apostles were just arrested for preaching the gospel. And when they had brought them, they had them stand before the council. The high priest interrogated them, saying, "We gave you strict orders not to continue teaching in this name, and yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and intended to bring this man's blood upon us." But Peter and the apostles answered, "We must obey God rather than men." This is saying that Jesus is God because they are obeying Jesus, and they must obey Him more than man because God's testimony is greater than man's. And if we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and the truth is not in us. So we must realize that we must accept God's testimony over man's, because man's testimony will lead us astray, but God's testimony is truth, for the Spirit is truth. For if we have the Son, we have life. This verse explains how Jesus is the only way to life, and that we need Him for eternal life. The only way to get to God is through Jesus. And we have to realize that the only way we are going to get what we need, which is eternal life, is through Jesus. So, the whole of what God wants for us is, in all reality, very simple. And it is explained in Micah 6:8. "He has told you, mortal one, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God." So, what does God want for us in life? To do justice, love kindness, and to walk humbly with God. But what does that mean? To do justice is very simple, yet it's not always easy. It is telling us to keep His commandments, to do justice, which his commandments are not burdensome. And then it says to love kindness. We must remember to be kind to all people, even when it's hard. Yes. It's not always going to be easy. What the Lord wants from us is not always easy. It's not always easy, but it is very simple. We can learn much from Jesus in this aspect, because he was even, he on the cross was saying, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." He was showing kindness to the people who murdered him. And we have to remember that whenever it might be hard, that it must have been extremely hard for Jesus. And then it says that we have to walk humbly with our God. As God's people, we have to walk with him, and we have to be humble. He will be with us if we do these things, if we do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with our God. And now that we know what God has commanded us to do, we have to go. Go, therefore, make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to follow all that I commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And where do we go? We go where God calls us to go. And how do we go where God calls us to go? We have to listen for God's call. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, nor had the word of the Lord yet been revealed to him. So the Lord called Samuel again for the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli discerned that the Lord was calling the boy. And Eli said to Samuel, "Go lie down, and it shall be, if he calls you, that you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Then the Lord came and stood and called as at the other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel said, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." So we always have to be ready for the call of the Lord, as Samuel was taught to be. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I thank you for this day. Please help everyone today that they would be ready to hear the call of the Lord in everything, Lord. In your name, amen.